water safety is an important thing. Racine Unified had a great conversation with the superintendent. They're going to make sure it's part of their science sections where, you know, kids are getting reminded about water safety and how dangerous it can be, how fun it can be if you follow the rules, and how great it can be. It's a great resource. But, you know, we got to make sure people are safe.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah,
glad. His Honor, the Racine Mayor, Corey Mason, coming in. See you next month.
Absolutely.
And the arm you'll be pitching?
I don't know about pitching, but maybe able to lift a pencil.
At your age. I hate those words. Thank you, Mayor. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check our news.
WZTI Greenfield. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Military leaders from around the world are gathered at the Quantico Marine Corps base south of Washington for an unusual in-person meeting with President Trump and Defense Secretary Hegseth this hour. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
We do know this meeting is the first of its kind in modern memory. You've got generals and admirals, basically the entire top echelon of the military, flying in without a clear understanding of why exactly they have been summoned.
The federal government appears to be headed for a shutdown at midnight after the president and congressional leaders failed to reach an agreement during a meeting at the White House. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Republicans have proposed a short-term bill to fund the government through mid-November. The measure passed the House this month. But Democrats say any deal must address health care, including an extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act to prevent a premium hike at the end of the year.
A shutdown could lead to furloughs and firings of hundreds of thousands of federal employees. TSA agents and air traffic controllers would still have to work without pay. Still no official response, but there is an indication from Hamas on the peace plan for Gaza, unveiled by President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu after their meeting yesterday. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Sources now close to the process have also told CBS News that Hamas is actually leaning towards accepting this U.S. peace plan and will hand over their response to Egypt and Qatar tomorrow.
And calls for an immediate ceasefire and release of all remaining hostages. Careful if you're headed to an East Coast beach today. Tropical storm Imelda could power up to a hurricane off Florida, with Hurricane Umberto churning nearby. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano from Folly Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach, just off the coastline, they're getting hit hard with some rainfall this morning. So we've got rain, we've got wind. Obviously, we've got waves as well. Wave action over the next couple of days will be anywhere from 10 to 12 to 13 feet off the Cape. And then rip currents are going to be huge off across the entire East Coast, from Maine all the way down to Miami. And obviously, beach erosion is going to be another thing here. So another hurricane miss, thankfully, here.
Police in Florida say they've arrested a man accused of satisfying a craving for his pair of pet peacocks. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Craig Vogt faces a felony count of animal cruelty. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office says he had been upset with his neighbor who was feeding the birds. Vogt allegedly left a letter in her mailbox telling her he had killed one of the birds with a knife, then cooked it in a frying pan. He threatened to kill more of his peacocks if she didn't stop feeding them.
Dow futures down 92. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. After hours of debate, Caledonia's Plan Commission voted 5-2 to rezone land for a proposed Microsoft data center. Most speakers opposed it, but supporters pointed to new jobs and a lot of new money for the village. The full village board takes up the issue October 14th. A Mount Pleasant traffic stop turned dangerous recently when a Racine man threatened to kill an officer. Police say 31-year-old Adam Riccio was drunk, armed, and made gang references during the arrest. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove has been awarded a federal grant. They'll be getting just over $930,000 to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and spaces for ceremonies. Bucky's has officially purchased 28 acres in Oak Creek. They paid $7.5 million to buy the land to build their massive gas station and store. Plans call for 120 pumps with the site just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line off I-94. And the Brewers are waiting on the Cubs-Padres series to see their playoff opponent. Chicago and San Diego start their series this afternoon. When the crew does play, Milwaukee's Game 3 will be an away game. A local watch party has been planned for Davidson Park near the Harley campus. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in an all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 72 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I love going to the grocery store. It's like a museum of food I've eaten. Ah, the work of Frito-Lay. A lovely exhibit. Peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. A masterpiece. What is this, double stuffed Oreos? How abstract. I do feel uncomfortable when they're bagging my groceries, though. Talk about feeling lazy. Say, hey, thanks for putting my groceries in my bag. I could help, but I'll just watch. Yeah, I'm exhausted from picking that out. You want to come home and unpack them for me? I'm looking for a friend. When did we have to become members of all these grocery stores? Are you a member of our secret club? I'm just getting hot dogs. That'll be $8,000. Or you can join our club. I can't come to a lot of meetings.
We've been together since way back when. Some
That's your lead, still the one. Local news, timeless hits at WRJ at 11 past 8. A pleasant good morning. Looking for sunshine all day today. Another beautiful day with a high near 73. Partly cloudy, low 61 tonight. And partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 70. 67 degrees, beautiful sunshine here at Radio Park. Well, since yesterday was National Coffee Day, we hope you didn't go overboard celebrating. Just how much caffeine is too much caffeine? The American Heart Association and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration say that point is around 3 to 4 cups of coffee per day for most people. Depending on the strength of your coffee, 3 to 4 cups is somewhere between 300 and 400 milligrams of caffeine. Now, to hit that level with other drinks, you need to drink 1 to 3 energy drinks, 4 to 5 cans of Coca-Cola, or 10 to 15 cups of green tea. Some of the signs you've had too much caffeine: insomnia, jitteriness, heart palpitations, excessive sweating, nausea, and headaches. I've never tasted coffee. I've mentioned that before. Never tasted a cup of coffee. I love the smell of coffee. They make it here at the radio station. I love the smell of it. I just never tasted it for some reason. And I come from a family of coffee drinkers. My mom and dad constantly drinking coffee, but for some reason, I never tasted it. It's 8:12 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Right now, I've got the Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. To rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean, sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
To keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
I want
Supreme, Stop in the Name of Love. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. And don't forget our text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway. Cindy Hubert's going to be in at 9 o'clock. She will have another text to win keyword in our multi-state contest. It's brought to you every day by Royal Construction, building dreams together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. It's our multi-state text to win contest. This is the last week for it, right through Friday at WRGN and all the civic media stations. All right, are you an adventurous eater? All right, let's find out. This is real adventurous. Takeout place called Bird Box in Midtown Manhattan went viral for their $19 fried chicken sandwich that's so gourmet, it comes with a chicken's foot attached. The foot. The chicken's entire leg, foot and all, pokes out of the side of the bun. The place is run by a Michelin star chef, too. Everyone says the sandwich is great. I guess if you can stomach that foot sticking out of the sandwich, I guess it's okay. Time for Pete with the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio Del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week, its fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know, I was talking to the mayor, and he was talking about his arm is getting better. And the doctor said, well, at your age, well, that fits me, too, because Cindy Hubert comes in at 2 o'clock. It's Dan Marcus at 9 o'clock this morning. But at my age, you know, you start saying things like that that don't make sense. Yeah, Cindy's at 2, filling in for Kurt Bowman, and Dan Marcus is at 9. At my age, what can you expect, huh?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the Green and Gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Teenager in love, I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
Dion DiMucci, Dion and the Belmonts, Teenager in Love, 826, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for a sunshiny day today with a high near 73, sunny, 67 degrees currently right here at Radio Park. Hey, we missed it. Morning Show Host Day was celebrated on September 27th, the day dedicated to getting to know the personalities behind your favorite morning show. Morning Show hosts are picked for a variety of reasons. It behooves me why we get picked. But anyway, this day offers a great opportunity to appreciate the extra zing morning show hosts bring to their shows. How about some more zing right now? I don't know how I got started as a janitor back in 1972, so that's how you become a morning show host, I guess, huh? It's 8:27, local news, timeless hits. These are the Village Stompers, Washington Square. Thank you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on locally. Here's Stuart once again.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A packed meeting and 3 hours of public comment ended with Microsoft one step closer to building in Caledonia. The Village Plan Commission voted 5-2 last night to rezone 244 acres off Douglas Avenue and County Line Road for a proposed data center. Most speakers opposed the plan, while Microsoft and village officials said it would bring jobs. The final decision now goes to the full village board on October 14th. Microsoft officials didn't take questions, but did hand out a statement saying they want to work with the community. A traffic stop in Mount Pleasant took a dangerous turn when police say the driver threatened to kill the arresting officer. Investigators say 31-year-old Adam Riccio of Racine not only admitted to drinking, but had a gun on his hip during a traffic stop. During the arrest, they say he made gang references and threatened to shoot the officer. Riccio is now charged with making threats against an officer and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. An almost $1 million grant has been awarded to one of the most solemn places in Racine County. A $931,000 federal grant will help upgrade the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The over 100-acre cemetery conducts roughly 1,400 burials annually for veterans and their families. The funds will be used to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and areas for funeral processions. A statement says the enhancement will help maintain quality services for those that have served. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 72 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I have to watch what I eat now. I hate that. Traveling is hard when you have to watch your diet because you go out to eat so much. I like going out to eat, you know. I like visiting the restaurants, but I get frustrated at breakfast. That's where I really have a hard time, because I'm an orange juice drinker at breakfast time. Okay, I need a normal size glass of juice. I don't know what kind of shortage we have in our country. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, you don't get a glass. I tell the waitress, please, large juice. No, look at me, I supersize my juice. It's a NyQuil cup. A NyQuil cup of juice. There's your large. My wife ordered a small once. Oh, yeah. Oh, they came around with a damp rag. Oh, no.
go Badfinger day after day, 836. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, people are sharing simple pieces of advice that have significantly improved their life. Here are some of the good ones. It's better to ask stupid than do stupid. Don't argue with idiots. The best result you can hope for is you won an argument with an idiot. Never accept criticism from someone you wouldn't accept advice from. And the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time? Today. I like that last one. That's good. Don't argue with idiots. It's 8:37, local news, timeless hits.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty.
Tell me to, if you need. always wanted a real home with flowers on the windowsill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one.
Musical based on her life. Yeah, what is it called? I forget what the name of the I forget what the name of it is. Yeah, big hit on Broadway. Yeah, based on Carole King. 8:43 local news time. Liz sits here at WRJN. I can't imagine wanting to lose weight this bad. A 62-year-old retired military therapist claims she lost 35 pounds by eating only sardines for more than 3 months. That was it. There's got to be a better way to lose weight than that, huh? Sardines, that's the only thing she ate for 3 months. Ouch. Here's Bobby V, Night as a Thousand Eyes.
They say that you're a runaround lover. Though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. Cause a night. If you are true to me, so remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Keep telling me that you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there. Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kiss is free. Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me.
That's Bobby V, Night is a Thousand Eyes. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:46, looking for sunshine today with a high near 73 degrees. Outlook for tonight, partly cloudy, low 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 70. Right now, it's a gorgeous morning. Sunny, 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, this is kind of cool. There's a website where you can find out the local weather on the day you were born. Wouldn't you like to know what the weather was like when your parents took you home from the hospital? Yeah, it's called bdayweather.com. Letter B, the word day, weather.com. One word, bdayweather.com. And you'll find out what it was like on the day you were born. I was born May 28th. I was born in the morning. Back then, though, they kept you in the hospital a little longer than they do today. So I'll find out what the weather was like on the day I was born. It's 8:27, local news. Time to sit to WRGN. The morning show right here, brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big during the Drive into Fall event. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra, Frankie's little Nancy with a smiling face. That's what he used to call her. It's 8:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine on tap today, highs near 73. Still beautiful weather. Sunny, 67 degrees right now here at Radio Park. If you've been saving your fingernail clippings and need some quick money, you should consider selling them as traditional medicine ingredients in China. Companies producing traditional Chinese medicine reportedly purchase fingernail clippings from schools and villages, and they wash them thoroughly before drying and grinding them into a fine powder that gets mixed into various medicinal products. Who knew? I clip them and throw them out. Who knew there was big cash involved, huh? Here's the family cow sills, the rain, the park, and other things right here at WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Cow Sills. Yeah, the Cow Sills, they're still performing, the whole family, a little older than they were when they recorded that, but they're still around. All right, coming up at 9 o'clock is Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. Dan will also have the latest keyword in our multi-state text to win contest, where you can win $200 cash and gold jewelry today and be in the running for those tickets to see Green Bay take on Minnesota up in Green Bay, plus a gas card to get you there. Travel card. So we'll do all that for you. That's coming up a little after 9 o'clock. At 2 o'clock today, filling in for the next 2 weeks for Kurt Bowman, is Cindy Huber. Kurt's on vacation, and Cindy's here. She's got everything Kurt had, plus a little more. So tune in to Cindy at 2 o'clock, all right? I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Tomorrow morning, a little after 7, we'll be talking to the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Tom Nitter's going to be in here. Also, Jeff Urban from Union Grove High School. We're talking about teenage driver safety. Yeah, he's Jeff Urban runs the driver course at Union Grove High School. So we'll be talking that a little after 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I'll see you then, but right now, There we go. A little delay. Percy Sledge and A Man Loves a Woman. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Coming up to 9 o'clock. Have yourself a good, safe day today, right?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has just addressing senior military leaders from around the world at an unusual meeting he called for this morning at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. He took aim at the previous Pentagon policy,
promoting risk-averse, go-along-to-get-along conformists instead. You name it, the department did it. Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department.
He's pledging to fix what he calls decades of decay. President Trump expected to speak next. Breaking news from Dallas. The family of a Mexican man shot outside an ICE field office there last week says he has died. In a statement, they confirm 32-year-old Miguel Garcia Hernandez has been removed from life support. His wife was expecting, is expecting their fifth child. Garcia Hernandez was one of three detainees shot. One survives. Police say the gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.